So I'm sure by now that everybody has heard about the whole WikiLeaks situation and everything that's happened with them. I certainly hope so by now. If not, then I doubt that this podcast is going to interest you. But I think that this is actually kind of a really interesting situation. My wife was asking me what I thought about it yesterday, and it's kind of hard for me to make a decision on it or make a call because I can see the pros and the cons both ways. I can definitely see the need for secrecy as far as the way that our government is operating in relationship with other governments. Things like military strategies, who spies are, different things like that. Those are all dependent upon secrecy, and that's a necessary aspect of it. At the same time, the fact that my government keeps secrets from me is worrisome. That should be worrisome, and in fact, that was one of the things that was so worrisome to the men of the American colonies that they started a revolutionary war over it. Here's the thing that I read today that kind of helps put things in perspective for me. I don't know if any of you guys have been to ZeroHedge.com, but it's a bunch of guys that do commentary on different economic policies, and obviously when you have economic commentary, a lot of it lends itself to politics. And they were talking about an interview that was done with the head of WikiLeaks saying that at the beginning of next year, they're going to be doing a massive leak on a major U.S. bank, pretty much the same size as these government leaks have been. And I personally agree with the Zero Hedge guys in there saying that this could really be a game changer as far as whether or not there's going to be legal action pursued with mortgage fraud and all the stuff that these big banks have been doing. The thing that is interesting to me, though, is I doubt that if WikiLeaks were to do anything this major, or when they do anything this major with one of the banks, I doubt that there will be the same public outcry, and you certainly will not have high government officials trying to, again, claim that these guys are terrorists, that it's a terrorist cell, and that their objective is to threaten the well-being of our country. I think that most people will recognize that these guys are doing their job. It's what journalism used to be. And if you think about it, what's the difference between what WikiLeaks would be doing with one of these big companies and things like the Enron letters, where we found out everything that was going on and all the shady dealings and everything else that was happening at Enron? I don't think anybody would accuse the sources for all the shady, or for finding out about what was going on with Enron, I don't think anybody would accuse them of doing anything immoral or terrorist or anything like that. So what I believe the biggest distinction for most people is between government and between private industries or private businesses. And really, if you think about it, your government should be even more transparent than a private industry. Because here's the thing about a company like Enron or a major bank that does something shady. I still have the option of choosing to take my business elsewhere. I can still decide, okay, I don't like that X company is doing something that I disagree with, and so I'm going to take my business to Y company. With governments, you don't really get to do that. Yes, you do have the option of going and living in another country, but business isn't involved, or at least it shouldn't be involved in our lives to the same extent that we allow government to be. The other difference is private businesses are not institutions of force. They are institutions that exist by virtue of choice of the consumer, whereas government is an institution of force. Like we talked about in the violence podcast, if you don't do what the government says they want you to do, it eventually comes down to their being willing to do violence to you to get you to comply with that. If I have somebody that I am giving the right to hold a gun to my head and threaten my well-being through acts of violence or doing that to somebody else, then I absolutely believe that that government agency needs to be transparent. So maybe that means that they should be transparent with us, and they can still be secretive in how they deal with other governments or with military musings. I still honestly haven't come to a conclusion on this whole thing, but at least this is the direction that my thoughts are taking.